Hello, my name is Michael Conrad. Welcome to the Words and Works of A.W. Tozer. This cassette consists of brief biographical remarks about Dr. Tozer, followed by excerpts from three of his books, The Root of Righteousness, Warfare of the Spirit, and Of God and Men. Tozer, as he preferred to be known, was called a 20th century prophet, even in his own time. Born in a tiny western Pennsylvania town in 1897, young Aidan Wilson Tozer gave his life to Christ at age 17. 5 years after his conversion, he began 44 years of ministry with the Christian and Missionary Alliance, an evangelical denomination founded before the turn of the century by Dr. Albert B. Simpson. For 31 years, Tozer pastored the Southside Alliance Church in Chicago, while also serving as a Bible conference speaker, denominational leader, magazine editor, and author. His other prominent pastoral assignment took him to the Avenue Road Church in Toronto, Canada, where he died in 1963, just 1 week after preaching his last sermon. The passion of Tozer's heart was his lifelong pursuit of God. Among his more than 40 books in print, The Pursuit of God is Tozer at his best. More than 1 million copies have been sold in 20 languages. The discriminating care with which he wrote his books establishes Tozer as a classic devotional writer. Whether writing or speaking, Tozer always ministered to people with a heart hungry for God. Although endowed with a sharp wit, he majored on issues of paramount spiritual importance while avoiding religious nonsense and trivia. People who sat under his ministry often testified to experiencing a haunting sense of having been in the presence of God. We invite you to listen to these excerpts from various Tozer books. Perhaps you too will have a similar experience. From the Root of Righteousness. Christians, especially very active ones, should take time out frequently to search their souls to be sure of their motives. Many a solo is sung to show off. Many a sermon is preached as an exhibition of talent. And many a church is founded as a slap at some other church. Even missionary activity may become competitive, and soul winning may disintegrate into a sort of brush salesman project to satisfy the flesh. Do not forget the Pharisees were great missionaries and would compass sea and land to make a convert. A good way to avoid the snare of empty religious activity is to appear before God every once in a while with our Bibles open to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. This passage, though rated as one of the most beautiful in the Bible, is also one of the severest to be found in sacred writ. The apostle takes the highest religious service and consigns it to futility unless it is motivated by love. Lacking love, prophets, teachers, orators, philanthropists, and martyrs are sent away without reward. To sum it up, we may say simply that in the sight of God, we are judged not so much by what we do as by our reasons for doing it. Not what, but why will be the important question when we Christians appear at the judgment seat to give account of the deeds done in the body. From Warfare of the Spirit. Christ calls men to carry a cross. We call them to have fun in His name. He calls them to forsake the world. We assure them that if they but accept Jesus, the world is their oyster. He calls them to suffer. We call them to enjoy all the bourgeois comforts modern civilization affords. He calls them to self-abnegation and death. We call them to spread themselves like green bay leaves, or perchance even to become stars in a pitiful fifth-rate religious zodiac. He calls them to holiness. We call them to a cheap and tawdry happiness that would have been rejected with scorn by the least of the Stoic philosophers. In a world like this, with conditions being what they are, what should a serious-minded Christian do? The answer is easy to give, but hard to follow. First, accept the truth concerning yourself. You do not go to a doctor to seek consolation, but to find out what is wrong and what to do about it. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek, through Jesus Christ, a right relationship to your fellow man. Set about reverently to amend your doings. Magnify God. Mortify the flesh. Simplify your life. Take up your cross and learn of Jesus Christ to die of this world, that He may raise you up in due time. If you will do all these things in faith and love, you will know peace. But it will be the peace of God that passes all understanding. You will know joy, but it will be the joy of resurrection, not the irresponsible happiness of men who insist on carnal enjoyments. You will know the comfort of the indwelling Spirit, which will often spring up like a well of water in the desert, not because you have sought it, but have sought rather to do the will of God at any price. From Of God and Men. The church at this moment needs men, the right kind of men, bold men. The talk is that we need revival, that we need a baptism of the Spirit, and God knows we must have both. But God will not revive mice. He will not fill rabbits with the Holy Spirit. We languish for men who feel themselves expendable in the warfare of the soul, who cannot be frightened by threats of death because they have already died to the allurements of this world. Such men will be free from the compulsions that control weaker men. They will not be forced to do things by the squeeze of circumstances. Their only compulsion will come from within, or from above. This kind of freedom is necessary if we are to have prophets in our pulpits again instead of mascots. These free men will serve God and mankind from motives too high to be understood by the rank and file of religious retainers who today shuttle in and out of the sanctuary. They will make no decisions out of fear, take no course out of a desire to please, accept no service for financial considerations, perform no religious act out of mere custom, nor will they allow themselves to be influenced by the love of publicity or the desire for reputation. Yes, if evangelical Christianity is to stay alive, she must have men again, the right kind of men. She must repudiate the weaklings who dare not speak out, and she must seek in prayer and much humility the coming again of men of the stuff prophets and martyrs are made of. God will hear the cries of His people as He heard the cries of Israel in Egypt, and He will send deliverance by sending deliverers. It is His way among men. And when the deliverers come, reformers, revivalists, prophets, they will be men of God and men of courage. They will have God on their side, because they will be careful to stay on God's side. They will be co-workers with Christ and instruments in the hand of the Holy Spirit. Such men will be baptized with the Spirit indeed, and through their labors He will baptize others and send the long-delayed revival. We hope you have enjoyed these brief excursions into the words and works of A.W. Tozer. These and other of his more than 40 books and cassettes are available from your local Christian bookstore. Thank you for listening.